Good morning. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's October 7, 2020. Today we have Kirby, Daniel, Marie, and Jenny and myself chairing. Okay, looking for a motion to adopt the agenda with the following changes. One, defer the current business until after administrative updates. To add the misappropriations of fund law under the additions section 5.1.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
All right.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Moving on to minutes, looking for a motion to approve the August 19th, 2020 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Second by Daniel. Questions or comments? And there's also a correction in the packet. It's August 17th, so it's really the August 19th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve August 28th, 2020 LOC officer selection minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. New submissions, budget management and control law amendments.
This item starts on page 14 of your packet. So on August 12, 2020, the Oneida Business Committee adopted a motion to send the entire subject of supervision of the Chief Financial Officer to the Legislative Operating Committee for further analysis to create permanent amendments in the Budget Management and Control Law to address Tiers 3, 4, and 5 of the Budget Contingency Plan for future events. The purpose of the Budget Management and Control Law is to set forth the requirements to be followed by the Business Committee and the Oneida Fund Units when preparing the budget to be presented to the General Tribal Council for approval and to establish a triennial strategy planning process for the nation's budget. So on September 24th, 2020, the Legislative Operating Committee reviewed this request for amendments and determined that the LOC does wish to pursue amendments to the Budget Management and Control Law. So today we are looking for a motion from the LOC to add the Budget Management and Control Law amendments to the active files list with Jennifer Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Second by Daniel. All in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Children's Code Emergency Amendments.
This item starts on page 16 of your packet. On August 25th, 2020, the Oneida Law Office and the Indian Child Welfare Department requested that emergency amendments be made to the Children's Code to address customary adoption. The departments were seeking that customary adoption be changed to a suspension of rights rather than a termination of rights in order to allow for an adopting family to be eligible for adoption assistance with the state. The areas stated that this was an emergency because it affected one current case in the family court. The purpose of the Children's Code is to provide for the welfare, care, and protection of Oneida children through the preservation of the family unit, while recognizing that in some circumstances it may be in the child's best interest to not be reunited with his or her family. Furthermore, this law strengthens family life by assisting parents in fulfilling their responsibilities, as well as facilitating the return of Oneida children to the jurisdiction of the nation and acknowledging the customs and traditions of the nation when raising an Oneida child. The Legislative Procedures Act only allows for emergency legislation when legislation is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, or general welfare of the reservation population. And the enactment or amendment of legislation is required sooner than would be possible under the law. So on August 28th, and then again on September 24th, the LOC considered this request and determined that it did not meet the standard for emergency amendments provided by the Legislative Procedures Act. Although the LOC determined that emergency amendments could not be made, the LOC did decide that amendments to the Children's Code could be pursued under the normal legislative process. So today we're looking for a motion from the LOC to add the Children's Code amendments to the active files list with David Jordan as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. I have a question. Is this also the law that we actually were agreed on bringing back after 6 months as a review?
We've been doing 6 month reviews. So we did a 6 month review of the implementation of the law in April 2020. And then in April, the business committee directed that an additional 6 month review be done. So that second 6 month review is coming back in October.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
All right.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Community support fund law amendments.
This item starts in page 41 of your packet. So on September 2nd, 2020, the Governmental Services Division Director, on behalf of Economic Support, submitted a request for amendments to be made to the Community Support Fund law to take the requirement for income verification out of the law, since none of the Community Support Fund law rules review income as a basis for program eligibility. So the purpose of the Community Support Fund law is to assist the greatest number of members of the Oneida Nation who apply for assistance to the fund in times of a catastrophic event, illness, injury, or emergency event when no other resource for assistance exists. So the request also identified various potential amendments to the Community Support Fund law rule handbook. An entity does not need to make a request to amend rules to the LOC. Instead, the entity that is delegated rulemaking authority, which in this case is Economic Support, is responsible for pursuing amendments to the rule handbook, although the LOC and the Legislative Reference Office can provide assistance. So on September 24th, the LOC reviewed this request for amendments and determined that the LOC does wish to pursue amendments to the Community Support Fund law. So today we're looking for a motion from the LOC to add the Community Support Fund law amendments to the active files list with David Jordan as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Any questions or comments? Is there any limitations of this fund? Is it just on the reservation or is it anywhere?
I think it depends for the specific uses of the fund. So the Community Support Fund Rule Handbook has all the different uses of the fund, and that handbook gives you the specific qualifications for each part of it.
All right. Any other questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Child support law amendments.
This item starts on page 44 of your packet. On September 22nd, the LOC received a request from an individual to amend the nation's child support law. The purpose of the child support law is to establish the legal responsibility of parents to provide financially for their children's general well-being, make support payments more equitable by ensuring consistent treatment of persons in similar circumstances, make support payments based on the real earning capability of parents, and improve the efficiency of child support establishment and enforcement. So child support is the total financial obligation a parent has towards his or her child as established through judicial or administrative processes. So this request was asking for amendments to be made to the law so that a parent would not be responsible for financially providing for a child unless the other parent who cares for the child cannot support the child above the poverty level. So on September 24th, the LOC reviewed this request for amendments and determined that the LOC does not want to pursue amendments to the child support law at this time. The LOC based this decision off of the fact that the child support law was last amended in January 2020 after nearly 2 years of diligent review and revision with the nation's child support agency, and because this request appears to be in conflict with the basic tenets of the purpose of the child support law. So we're looking for a motion from the LOC to deny the request for amendments to the child support law.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Layoff policy amendments.
This item starts in page 58 of your packet. When the nation entered into the Tier 5 budget contingency plan on April 8th, 2020, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, mass layoffs of employees of the nation resulted. During a work session on September 24th, the LOC determined that the layoff policy as well as the relevant COVID-19 declarations and SOPs that were used during the Tier 5 budget contingency plan should be reviewed, and amendments should be made to the layoff policy to ensure that the layoff policy can be used in the future in a clear and consistent manner. So what we're looking for today is a motion from the LSE to add the layoff policy amendments to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie.
Question.
I want to know if, I want to know, it says policy. Are we going to change that to layoff law?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clear because I thought we were trying to get away from policy.
Yep.
Okay. Kirby?
My question regarding the layoff policy amendment becoming a layoff law, will that include it, or does that include a recall process?
Yes. It would be included in the law.
In the, does it currently have a recall process?
I would have to take a look at it. It might, but I do know that the current layoff policy is not what was used during this Tier 5 budget contingency plan. Instead, the nation's COVID-19 core decision-making team issued a declaration that addressed layoff and furloughs and provided SOPs. So that's what governs right now. So specific to the layoff policy that we'd be reviewing to amend, I would have to review it to see
what it says. And just looking at it, I believe it's in there, but it's very vague. And I don't feel it's consistent across the board within the tribal structure. So just as long as we address that recall.
Any other questions or comments? Marie, you might want to use your mic.
Is this, has it already been developed, or is it in the works or drafted at all?
There is a layoff policy on the books that's in effect. And then the COVID-19 core decision-making team declaration and SOPs are what were being used. So we would be reviewing all of those things to make amendments for a new draft.
Okay, thank you.
On Monday, on Facebook Live, there was a question about this as well. Was there an old law that I think it was maybe furlough she was talking about, but if there's an old one dated way back, maybe we can bring that and let us look at that as well, because I know that the furlough was changed due to the gaming being able to bring people back quicker without having to go through background investigations. That was the purpose of changing the furlough policy, but just to do some research and see if we have that on the books and we can bring that forward.
Yep, we will look into all of that.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. The furlough law amendments.
So this item starts on page 59 of your packet. So much like the layoff policy amendments, when the nation entered into the Tier 5 budget contingency plan, mass furloughs of employees resulted. So on September 24th, the LOC determined that the furlough law, as well as the relevant COVID-19 core decision-making team declarations and SOPs that were used during the Tier 5 budget contingency plan, should be reviewed and amendments should be made to the furlough law to ensure that the furlough law can be used in the future in a clear and consistent manner. So we're looking for a motion from the LOC to add the furlough law amendments to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
So moved.
Support.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Kirby?
And I guess the same with the furlough policy. I know we have the emergency, but again, I want to make sure that we address the recall, because I think currently all employees who are not working today are kind of in a furloughed position, laid off, and I know we extended the recall date to like January something, so that they could be recalled. Just so we address the, include a recall process in the furloughed. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Additions, misappropriations of funds law.
So this item was an addition to this agenda, so therefore the agenda request form is a handout for this meeting. At the August 26, 2020 Oneida Business Committee meeting, there was discussion regarding outstanding employment-related misappropriation of funds. So in the past, the nation has been unable to prosecute or take action to recover funds or place anything in the personnel record for future employment considerations. So the Oneida Business Committee recommended that the Legislative Operating Committee consider developing a law that could strengthen the nation's response to the misappropriation of funds. So on September 24th, the LOC reviewed this request for the development of a new law and determined that the LOC does wish to pursue the creation of a misappropriation of funds law. So what we're looking for today from the LOC is a motion to add the misappropriations of funds law to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Administrative updates. 2017 to 2020 LOC active files list outstanding items review.
So this item starts on page 60 of your packet. The Legislative Operating Committee bylaws require that any outstanding legislation at the end of a term be presented for consideration to the newly elected Legislative Operating Committee within 60 days after the new LOC taking office. So at the end of the 2017 to 2020 legislative term, there were 28 outstanding legislative items remaining on the active files list. The memo on page 60 demonstrates the list of the items. On September 24th, the LOC reviewed all outstanding items on the active files list from the 2017 to 2020 term. The LOC determined that 23 of the legislative items would be carried over and added to the active files list for the 2020 to 2023 legislative term. So for the remaining outstanding items that the LOC chose not to carry over to this term and add to the active files list, correspondence will be sent to the original requester informing them of this decision. It is important to note that a request for the development of legislation may be submitted to the LOC at any time. In accordance with Section 109.5-1 of the Legislative Procedures Act, any interested person may submit a request to the Legislative Reference Office for legislation. Upon receiving such a request, the Legislative Operating Committee is then required to review the request at its next duly called meeting. So we have quite a few motions that we need the LOC to consider for this item. So first, we're going to ask that the LOC consider the informal memo, and then we're going to formally add the 23 legislative items to the active files list. So we're going to walk through these actions one by one. So first, we're looking for a motion from the LOC to accept the memo titled 2017 to 2020 LOC Active Files List Outstanding Items Review.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
Now we are looking for a motion to add the Business Corporations Law to the Active Files List with Daniel Guzman King as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Code of Ethics Law Amendments to the Active Files List with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Drug and Alcohol Free Law for Elected and Appointed Officials to the Active Files List with Kirby Matoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion made by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Law Amendments to the Active Files List with David Jordan as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Environmental Review Law to the Active Files List with Daniel Guzman King as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the guardianship law to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the industrial hemp law to the active files list with Daniel Guzman King as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the investigative leave policy amendments to the active files list with David Jordan as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the law enforcement ordinance amendments to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Oneida General Welfare Law to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund Law Amendments to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Oneida Nation Emergency Planning Committee bylaws amendments to the active files list with Johnny Webster as the sponsor.
I'll move.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures Amendments to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the Oneida Trust Enrollment Committee bylaws amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the petition M. Nebraska increased GTC stipend to the active files list with David Jordan as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the public peace law to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the real property law amendments to the active files list with David Jordan as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Marie.
Okay.
Is it Daniel? Okay, sorry. Correction, Daniel. Questions or comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We're looking for a motion to add the recycling and solid waste disposal law amendments to the active files list with Kirby Metoxin as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the sanctions and penalties law to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the taxation law to the active files list with Daniel Guzman King as the sponsor.
Move.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the traffic law to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Who made the motion? Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the wellness court law to the active files list with Daniel Guzman King as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
We are looking for a motion to add the workplace violence law amendments to the active files list with Marie Summers as the sponsor.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. E-poll results. Approve the emergency amendments to the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund law.
So this item starts on page 62 of your packet. On August 24th, 2020, the LOC conducted an e-poll to address emergency amendments to the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund law. An e-poll is electronic voting by the LOC when action is required that cannot wait for the next available LOC meeting agenda. So through this e-poll, the LOC approved the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund Law Emergency Amendments Adoption Packet and forwarded it to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration of adoption. An e-poll was used to approve this action because the LOC had canceled all meetings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. An immediate action was required by the LOC to approve the materials for the emergency amendments to be considered by the business committee in a timely manner. Once an e-poll is conducted, the e-poll is required to be placed on the next LOC meeting agenda to be entered into the record. So in your packet, you'll find a record of the e-poll on page 62. So this record demonstrates the e-poll and all of the responses to the e-poll that were received. You will also find the documents and backup materials that were included in the e-poll to the LOC starting on page 65. So we are looking for a motion from the LOC to enter into the record the results of the August 24th, 2020 e-poll titled Approval of Emergency Amendments to the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund Law.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Kirby.
I'm just clarifying the EPO approval of the emergency amendment for the Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund. Was that the $20,000?
Yes, that fund.
Because there were two higher education things out there. Mm-hmm. One, we typically had a $20,000 higher education fund, but with the pandemic and the closure, those funds went away. And then with the CRF COVID relief funds, we're using some of the $61 million that the tribe received to subsidize that higher education. I'm just clarifying.
Yes, you are correct. This fund addresses the money that was used from the CARES Act to provide assistance to those entering.
And then when we do an e-poll is how many of the nine of us have to support?
The five LOC members receive this e-poll, and we have to get a majority, so we need at least three to support it. And if you look on page 62, I believe this one demonstrates that all five LOC members approved this e-poll.
Okay, thank you.
Including yourself. Any other questions or comments? If none, all in favor.
One more question.
Oh, go ahead, Kirby.
Is the deadline for applying for those funds over yet, or can people in higher education still apply?
I don't have the answer to that question.
I know it was coming close, and I just wonder if anybody's listening here. I think it might be open, but it might already be closed. But all right, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? If none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Looking for an e-poll to approve adding extension of the GTC meeting stipend payment policy emergency amendments to the active files list and approve the extension of the GTC meeting stipend payment policy, emergency amendments, adoption packet.
This item begins on page 87 of your packet. The GTC meeting stipend payment policy was first adopted in 2008 to govern the payment of stipends for attendance at GTC meetings. Prior to the BC's adoption of the emergency amendments, the law mandated the payment of stipends to those GTC meeting attendees who met the eligibility requirements without exception, even if said payments would be detrimental to the resources and general welfare of the nation. With the adoption of the emergency amendments, the BC now has the authority to decide through resolution to discontinue payment of GTC meeting stipends to all eligible attendees when it is necessary to protect and safeguard the resources and general welfare of the nation. The emergency amendments to the law were adopted by the BC in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and related declaration of public health state of emergency signed by Chairman Hill on March 12, 2020. Following the declaration, the BC moved to protect the health and welfare of the nation's members, employees, and community by taking such actions as instituting expenditure restrictions to preserve resources for the provision of governmental services to those members most at risk, closing the nation's gaming operations, and ensuring continued payment to employees of the nation during the public health emergency for as long as resources would allow. The emergency amendments were necessary for the preservation of the general welfare of the reservation population because it allowed the BC, through resolution, to adopt BC 040820F, which halted payment of GTC meeting stipends to preserve funding for essential governmental services during this period of financial distress caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The emergency amendments are set to expire tomorrow. The LPA allows the BC to extend emergency amendments for a six-month period. On September 14, 2020, an e-poll was sent to the LOC asking it to add this item to the active files list and to approve the adoption packet for extending the emergency amendments for forwarding to the BC for further consideration. The e-poll and backup materials in support are provided in your packet. As more fully described within the e-poll and backup materials, as well as during the September 23, 2020 meeting, wherein the BC considered this item, the six-month extension was sought because the nation is still experiencing the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The EPO was necessary because today is the first LOC meeting, and the emergency was set to the amendments were set to expire before the October 8th, and that was before the BC would be able to consider it. The LOC approved the EPO as indicated on page 90 of your packet, and on September 23rd, 2020, the BC extended the emergency amendments to the GTC meeting stipend payment policy through adoption of resolution BC 09-2320B. The emergency amendments will now expire on April 8, 2021, at which point the LOC will have to decide whether to adopt permanent amendments or let the emergency amendments expire. So at this time, we are looking for a motion to enter into the record the results of the September 14, 2020 e-poll titled Approve adding extension of the GTC meeting stipend payment policy emergency amendments to the active files list and approve the extension of the GTC meeting stipend payment policy emergency amendments adoption packet.
So moved.
Motion support. Made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Kirby.
I'm supporting this one because of the not because as a tribal member or a legislature, I'm trying to not pay tribal members a stipend, but because of the recommendation of the national level, the state level, the local level, and our community health officer who has in place the gathering of 20 or more people in one area. So based on this COVID-19 pandemic, and all the effects of having a general tribal council meeting with 14 to 1,700 people in a room, which you can't do today, even if we wanted to, we couldn't have the meetings. So I just wanted to clarify. That's why I'm supporting it. I get to make a vote on it, but it's at the recommendation of our Oneida Community Health Officer and our medical professionals. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business petition, Mike DeBrasca, increased GTC stipend, meeting stipend.
So this item starts on page 9 of your packet. This petition was carried over from the previous term. So the United Business Committee acknowledged receipt of the petition on February 12th. On February 26th, the United Business Committee assigned the petition to the semi-annual GTC meeting agenda tentatively scheduled for July 27th and directed the Law Office, the Finance Department, and the Legislative Reference Office to complete and submit the legal review, the fiscal impact statement, and a statement of effect. Due to COVID-19, the July semi-annual GTC meeting was canceled. So this petition calls for a special General Tribal Council meeting to be held on a Saturday, only to allow for greater membership participation, with this petition being the only thing on the agenda, with 120 days of receipt of this petition to discuss the following. One, to double the stipend pay for all GTC meetings from $100 to $200 to be effective in either September or October 2020 for approval by GTC. And two, the business committee will contact petitioner in writing to discuss the date and time of the scheduled GTC meeting if the business committee does not schedule the meeting on a Saturday to allow petitioner to challenge the business committee's decision of the scheduling. The business committee will follow all applicable rules and regulations currently in place for contacting petitioner. So the Legislative Reference Office has completed a statement of effect for this petition. So the statement of effect looks at the potential legislative impacts the requested actions of the petition would have on the nation. So the conclusion of this statement of effect is that the adoption of the petition, M. Nebraska, increased GTC meeting stipend would not have a legislative impact as long as the following conditions are met. So first, action by the General Tribal Council to increase the amount of the stipend a person is eligible to receive for attendance at a GTC meeting from $100 to $200 would require a two-thirds majority vote by the General Tribal Council in accordance with the 10-day notice policy, since this increase in the stipend amount would be overruling the August 11th, 2007 GTC motion, which set the $100 stipend payment. And two, a fiscal year 2021 budget that contains the inclusion of increased GTC meeting stipends would need to comply with the budgeting process provided for in the Budget Management Control Law and be adopted by the General Tribal Council before the increased stipend could go into effect. This will not occur before October 2020, as the petition directs, due to the fact that a fiscal year 2021 budget has not yet been developed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation is still operating under a continuing resolution as adopted through Resolution BC 8-1220J. So we are looking for a motion from the LOC to accept the statement of effect for petition M. Nebraska, increased GTC meeting stipend, and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. I think that concludes our agenda for today. So looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:38.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby. Seconded by Marie. Thank you, everybody.